in the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, when God moves in a service like this, amen, things happen. Hallelujah. God moves. Amen. And those that are heavy hearted, amen, find their burdens lifted. Amen. Those that are confused and searching find direction for their life. Amen. Those in need of healing, amen, find that there's power in His name. Oh, thank God. I'm glad for Jesus tonight. I'm glad He's here in this place. Amen. For this is His house. Hallelujah. And I love to come into His presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. You know, when God moves like this, amen, you almost don't know, amen, what to do. You don't want to hinder God, but you want to honor God. Could we honor the Lord right now and just worshiping Him? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship You, Lord. We honor You, God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm not going to preach what I had felt earlier to preach. I'm just going to lay those notes aside, and I'm going to let the Word of God speak to us in a different way tonight. I believe the Holy Ghost, amen, has already ministered, but amen, may He minister again. If you have your Bibles, going to read just a couple of brief scripture from the book of Mark, the first chapter, the 32nd verse. Now, we're living in a momentous time. We're living in a day and an hour where things around us are happening so quickly that it's hard to get a grip on the realities that we see every day. We're living in changing times, an evil day, but a day in which the Lord, amen, the Lord is on the throne. Praise God. Where iniquity doth abound, the grace of God does much more abound. Amen. Mark 1, verse 32. At evening, when the sun had set, they brought to Him all who were sick and those who were demon-possessed. The whole city was gathered together at the door. Then He healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And He did not allow the demons to speak because they knew Him. Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, He went out and departed to a solitary place, and there He prayed. And Simon, those who were with Him, searched for Him. When they found Him, they said to Him, "Everyone is looking for You." But He said to them, "Let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also, because for this purpose I have come forth." And he was preaching in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and casting out demons. Now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him and saying to him, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I am willing. Be cleansed." As soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. And he strictly warned him and sent him away at once and said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go your way, show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing those things which Moses commanded as a testimony to them." However, he went out and began to proclaim it freely and to spread the matter so that Jesus could no longer openly enter the city, but it was outside in deserted places. And they came to him from every direction. Praise the Lord. Brother Gerson, would you pray?
God, we thank you for your word that knows how to speak to us exactly what we need to hear. Pray that you'll minister in these next few moments your anointed message. Thank you for it and give you praise in Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you and you may be seated. Just want to simply preach to you, searching for Jesus. Searching for Jesus. The Bible says that it was evening. The sun had set. They began to bring to him all who were sick and those who were demon possessed. They came searching for Jesus. What would cause people to leave what they were doing, to leave their homes and their families, their occupations, to leave the regular course of their life and go in search of a man named Jesus? What would cause a man to give up a career, to leave friends and family and acquaintance, and begin a life that was radically different from any that he had ever known before? I believe that it was because that they had discovered that this Jesus, amen, could do things that no man had ever done before. That he spake not as the scribes. They had teachers and they had prophets. But Jesus did not speak as others spoke, but he spake, the Bible says, as one having authority. He didn't just talk about things, but he actually did, amen, what he said that he would do. The Bible says that he healed those who were sick. They came with all kinds of problems. You know, we're very prone as human beings that to run from problems. But most people who come to Jesus come with baggage with them. You don't usually find people coming to Jesus that are truly yearning and desiring him that don't have some problem. These folks, amen, every one of them, amen, had things that were very, very troubling to them. There were many diseases in that day, just as there are now. And they brought those that were sick in body, those who were possessed by demonic spirits. And not only did he heal their sick, but the Bible says that he cast out many demons, and he would not allow the demons to speak because they knew him. Amen. They knew who Jesus was. I remember in the Bible, seven sons of Sceva, that they thought that they would do the same things that they had heard others do. And they went to one who was possessed of a devil. And they charged the demons to come out in the name of the Jesus that Paul preached. And the demon replied, "Jesus, I know. Hallelujah. And Paul, I know. But who are you?" Amen. The Bible says that the demons knew him. They were well acquainted with the Lord. I want you to know, if we are going to have power with God, if we are going to have an effective ministry as members of the body of Christ, amen, we must do as Jesus did. Jesus, although he was God manifest in the flesh, amen, he had a name that was above every name. Amen. He was born to the end that he might bring salvation to a lost and dying world. Amen. He ministered not to those that were whole, but to those that were sick. We are going to affect our world as Jesus affected his world. If we are going to touch lives like Jesus touched lives, we're going to have to go, amen, to a place where we can be in contact, amen, with power from on high. We must not avoid those who have baggage in their life. Amen. For many people come searching for God, but they find it hard, amen, to gain entrance into the house of God, amen, because they're carrying baggage with them. Amen. We cannot, amen, be like the scribes and the Pharisees and meet them at the front door and turn them around and send them on their way because they don't meet our standards, or they don't meet our high ethical position, that they don't quite come up to what we're looking for. Amen. If we're going to have apostolic revival, amen, we cannot, amen, we cannot cause people, amen, to go away from us because that they don't fit the profile of what we think that people ought to be in the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. He healed those that were sick. And the Bible says in verse 35, that when it was morning, that he had arisen a long while before daylight. That he got up very early in the morning. He was God. He didn't have to punch a clock. He wasn't under anyone's watchful eye that he had to live up, amen, to any preconceived ideology. He wasn't trying to impress anybody. He wasn't trying to gain favor with men. Amen. But the Bible says that he arose early before daylight, and he went out to a solitary place. I want you to know that that solitary place, amen, is where that we must go if we are going to have the right connection. Amen. Some people think that the only way that you can get ahead in this life is to have the right connections, if you're well connected. But when they're talking about connections, they're talking about with people. A lot of evangelists think that if they're going to be successful in the ministry, they've got to be well connected with the who's who's of Pentecost. Amen. They've got to be run with the blue bloods. They've got to run with those that are highly esteemed in the eyes of men. That they've got to have the right connections if they're going to have favor, amen, with the people. If they're going to be successful in the ministry of the Word of God. But that's not the kind of connection that I believe that we ought to be seeking after, amen, in this day and hour that we live. Amen. I'm not looking for what man can do for me. Amen. But I am looking for a connection, amen, from on high. That will empower us to see miracles and signs and wonders, hallelujah, by the hand of God. Amen. The devils trembled, amen, when Jesus walked into the room. They said, Jesus, I know. And Paul, I know. Amen. I believe that the Apostle Paul must have had a very, very close walk with God. Amen. It wasn't who he was as a person. It wasn't the background that he had. Paul had a very, very proper background. He was schooled at the feet of one Gamaliel, who was a very learned man. Paul was a man of letters. He was a Pharisee of Pharisees. As touching the law, he said that he was blameless. He knew the Word of God. Amen. But he did not rely upon his knowledge of God or his understanding of the Word or the fact that he had been privileged to sit at the feet of one of the greatest teachers of his day. Amen. But I believe that Paul found a place where he could get connected. Amen. With the power from on high. Amen. The Bible says that Jesus went to a solitary place. And there he did something remarkable. He prayed. He prayed. He prayed. Amen. I believe that revival will come. Amen. When people fall down upon their knees before God. Amen. Because God begins to move when people begin to search for Him. Amen. They begin to search for Jesus. They would to find Jesus. They wanted to find the one that had the power to heal them, the power to deliver them, the power to remove them out of the wretched condition that they found themselves. They must find Jesus. Now, Jesus is not with us in a physical sense. That he's not down at the synagogue. He's not at the carpenter shop. We can't find him, amen, at the coffee shop. We can't find him in the physical realm. But we can still, amen, find Jesus. Amen. Those, amen, that got healing for their body. Amen. They were not just stumbling along in the dark. They weren't just wandering here and there and yonder. Amen. But they had a purpose. They had a mission. And that was that they could find Jesus. Amen. Bring us to Jesus. Amen. We would see Jesus. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter who's preaching in the pulpit. It doesn't matter, amen, the name of the evangelist. It doesn't matter whether the choir can sing, amen, a lick or not. It doesn't matter, amen, whether you've got a piano or a banjo. It doesn't matter, amen, whether you sit on cushioned pews, amen, or you sit on a rough-hewn bench. Amen, it doesn't matter if you're in a brush arbor or you're in a cathedral. Amen, what matters is that I must see Jesus. I must find find Jesus. I must find the power and the presence of God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says that Jesus prayed. The Almighty God. Amen. The one that was from, amen, eternity. The one from everlasting. The Alpha, the Omega. Amen. He prayed. Amen. Who are we that we think that we have gained such understanding and knowledge in the things of God that we cannot, that we can get along without prayer? It doesn't matter whether you're a first generation or second generation or third or fourth or a 14th generation apostolic. Amen. You need to find that connection. Amen. With the eternal God of glory. The Bible said that he prayed. Why did Jesus have such power and authority? Amen. It was because that he was submissive. Amen. He said, the works that I do not of myself, but the Father which is in me, he doeth the works. Because he knew that he couldn't do anything of himself. Amen. Amen. That is a man that he was weak. Amen. As a man that he could do nothing. Amen. But as God, he could do anything. As God, he stepped to the bow of the ship and he said, peace be still. And even the wind and the waves obeyed his voice. Why? Because he recognized that he needed that contact from above. He needed, amen, to find that solitary place where he could pray. Amen. That was the manner that Jesus prayed. Amen. He had a daily walk. He prayed before daylight. Amen. Early in the morning. Amen. It was the custom of the Orthodox Jews. Amen. Of Jesus' day. To pray in the morning. To pray at noontime. And to pray at the time of the evening sacrifice. Amen. Thrice a day. Amen. They prayed unto God. Amen. It was a natural thing. That's why the Bible says it was no accident that the lame man that lay at the gate beautiful, amen, rose up and walked. Amen. The Bible says that Peter and John were on the way to the temple. Amen. For a weenie roast. Amen. Peter and John went to the temple at the what?
Hour.
The hour?
Hour.
An hour?
Time to pray.
At the hour of prayer.
Amen.
God, if you can get 10 minutes out of me, you're doing good. 10 minutes of hard praying and I'm just exhausted. You know, if you don't walk very much, amen, it doesn't take much to give you out. If you're not accustomed to walking, that will walk around the block. Amen. Is strenuous exercise. Amen. What the Bible say about bodily exercise profiteth little? It didn't say it didn't profit anything. It profits a little. It won't get you saved. Amen. But it'll sure help you to make that block. It'll sure help keep your body and your soul and your mind and your spirit together. Amen. There are some good things about exercise. But more than exercising the body, which profiteth a little bit, we need to exercise ourselves under prayer. The Bible says pray without ceasing. Amen. We need to continue always in prayer. We need to pray. Amen. How long? Pray until something happens. Pray until you touch God. Amen. Could you not tarry with me 1 hour? Peter and John didn't have anybody forcing them to go to the temple. But they went because it was time to pray. It was built into their lifestyle. It was built into their very heart and soul. It was part of who they were. Amen. I believe with all my heart. Amen. That prayer was something that came natural to Jesus. Sure, he had to keep his flesh under subjection. Sure, he had to resist temptation. The Bible says he was tempted in all things like as we are, and yet without sin. He was tempted to do things, amen, that were more accommodating, that were more, amen, in tune with, you know, what was going on in his world. But he chose to pray because he was a man on a mission. Amen. He had a purpose. Amen. And the Bible says that while he was in prayer, that Simon and those that were with him searched for him. Right. They went looking for Jesus. I don't know how long they looked. I don't know how hard it was to find him. Amen. But they went searching for Jesus. Amen. And when they found Jesus, they said to him, "Everybody is looking for you." Right. Oh, I would to God today, amen, that somehow, amen, that we would start searching for Jesus. Amen, because there's power in his name. There's power, amen, in the presence of God. Amen, when Jesus begins to move, something is going to happen. Amen, when God answers prayer, amen, miracles take place. Amen, when God enters the room, amen, amen, the demons of hell have to flee. Hallelujah. Praise God. Looking for Jesus. Oh, I don't know tonight, amen, what we're going to experience, amen, in this day and hour that we live. But somehow, Brother Grissom, I believe, amen, that the days of miracles are not over. I don't believe the last paralytic has been raised up. I don't believe the last blind man or blind individual has had their eyes opened. I don't believe that the days of miracles are over. I don't believe that the demons have power and authority, amen, over the children of God. I'm convinced today of the same God that they had in Acts. Amen. We still have today, for he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, help me find Jesus. They found him all right. But they found him in a prayer room. Amen. When's the last time, amen, you found Jesus? I'm convinced that if we find Jesus, that we're going to find him in a prayer room. We're going to find him in a solitary place. We're going to find him, amen, not where all the bustling and jostling is going on. We're not going to find him, amen, somewhere out there in the world. But we're going to find Jesus, amen, in a solitary place of prayer. Amen. They said, "Everybody is looking for you." I would today that everybody could find Jesus and everybody could come and hear him preach the word of God. Oh, hallelujah. They're looking for you, Lord. Oh, and Jesus said to them, "Let us go into the next town." Yeah. Amen. Why? Amen. Because I've got to preach there too. Amen. Because my purpose, amen, that I've come into this world. I didn't come into this world to condemn the world, but I came into the world that the world, amen, might be saved. Amen. There are cities, there are towns, amen. There are places, amen, where Jesus wants to go today. Amen. God wants to move in people's lives. God wants to touch your neighbor. God wants to touch, amen, amen, your uncle, your aunt. God wants to touch that man, amen, on the job. God wants to touch somebody in your life. Hallelujah. There's work to do. I must be about the master's business. But if I'm going to preach Jesus, if I'm going to have power, if I'm going to see miracles, if I'm going to see blind eyes open, if I'm going to see the casting out of devils, I've got to find a solitary place, amen, to be with the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The world is searching for Jesus. Musicians, would you come? The world is searching for Jesus. Jesus came to a leper. Leprosy was a very common disease in Jesus' day. Leprosy was one of the most debilitating diseases that any individual could ever have pronounced upon them. To be unclean. It was like receiving a death sentence. You had leprosy, there was no hope. The doctors, the nurses couldn't help. Money wouldn't do you any good. Education wouldn't help. It was a hopeless situation. But somehow this man, who was hopeless, had hope that he could find Jesus. There are people in our world today that are desperate. Their lives have been ruined by the things of the world. They've been devastated. They've been left with nothing but a broken heart and a broken life. We live in a world that's been torn apart. If ever there was a time where we needed Jesus, it's now. Where government institutions, banks, industry that has stood for many, many years, sometimes hundreds of years, a falling into bankruptcy, into oblivion. The foundations of this world are shaken. My Bible says in the last days, everything that could be shaken would be shaken. Amen. This world is not going, amen, to last much longer. America, as we have known it, amen, is about to change in a way that I fear is not for the better. Socialism is standing and ready to take control of our government, changing our lives. In the state of Connecticut, the Roman Catholic Church right now is faced with the prospects of the state taking control and telling the church what they can and cannot do because a Catholic priest refused to marry a homosexual couple because it was against their religious beliefs. The state of Connecticut said they cannot do that. And it's going to court. Freedoms and liberties that we have known and we've taken for granted. Are slowly being taken by Big Brother. We need to find a solitary place. Your connections in this world are not going to stand. Amen. You might think that you can find security in the world, but I want you to know the only security that you're ever going to find is in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This man had nothing but hopelessness. But he came and he fell down at the feet of Jesus and he said to him, he said, if you are willing, you can make me clean. If you're willing. And what did Jesus say? He said, I want you to say it with me. I am willing. If he's willing, what doth hinder? If Jesus is willing, amen, to provide a miracle for you, what doth hinder? He said, if you're willing, I know you can make me clean. If you're willing, you can open my eyes. If you're willing, amen, you can give me the desires of my heart. If you're willing. Jesus said, I am willing. I want you to know, Jesus said to the church, he said, fear not, little flock. Amen. Brother Grissom preached that just a few weeks ago. Fear not, little flock. It's your Father's good pleasure to do what?
To give you the kingdom.
Amen. How many of you are ready to take the kingdom? Amen. Oh, hallelujah. The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Amen. Where do we get violent? We need to get violent in a solitary place. Jacob, amen, decided to get violent. He was nothing but a wretch, a liar, a cheat, a scoundrel. Amen. Even his name, supplanter, means a scoundrel. He would cheat you if he could, but he got tired of living that way. He got tired, amen, of being everybody's worst enemy. And he found a solitary place. He got desperate, amen, because Esau was coming. There may be some Esaus in your life, amen. And you may think, oh God, why, Lord, do you allow this to happen? God, why did you allow that to happen? God, don't you care that I perish? Amen. You better thank God for Esau. You better thank God for your troubles. You better thank God for your trials and your tribulations. It was Esau that caused Jacob to get, amen, serious about God. Amen. He found a solitary place across the brook Jabbok, and he began to wrestle with the angel of the Lord. Amen. Until he got a connection. Hallelujah. He said, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. How long until you bless me? How long shall we pray until you see revival? Until God does something. Amen. And he's promised that he would do. Oh, would you stand tonight? Hallelujah. I've got to see Jesus. I must see Jesus. Hallelujah. If you have a need tonight, amen, and it's not already been met. Some of you have already got your need met. How many will raise your hand and say, Brother Hart, God's already met my need. God's already answered my prayer. Look at the hands going up. Keep them up. If God's already performed something in your life, amen, raise your hand to the Lord. But if you haven't got your miracle, if God hasn't touched you, amen, if you need healing in your body, amen, if you need a connection, amen, from the Father, amen, would you come right now? Amen. And Pastor Grissom is going to lay hands on you, amen, and pray for you, amen, and God is going to meet you. Would you come tonight and find Jesus? Amen. They were looking for Jesus. Amen. You didn't come here tonight, amen, to hear somebody preach. You didn't come here tonight to hear somebody sing. Amen. If you came with the right motive, if you came with the right spirit, you came because of Jesus.
He's that water.
Jesus is in the house tonight. Jesus is in this house tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Would you make your way down? Would you come? Would you accept Him? Would you believe Him? Hallelujah. He's willing tonight. He's willing and He's able. He's willing and He's able. If you just reach out to God, if you'll let go of your fears, let go of your doubt, let go of your despair. Amen. Jesus is in the house. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
He's that
oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Understanding.
Oh, let's all come. Let's gather right now in the presence of the Lord.
I give you Jesus.